Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Have you been searching down the internet rabbit hole for a self-publishing resource worth your time? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smargis, chief ghostwriter, editor, and founder of Unicorn Publishing Company, and have stood by the sides of many professionals just like you to walk them through the publishing process and successfully launching their book. Every industry pioneer faces the same daunting challenges: how to convert your hard-earned wisdom into a book that builds legacy with a voice that reflects your personal and professional brand. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. Let's work together to tell your story with a book. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. Hey, friends and future authors, welcome to another episode of Publishing for Professionals for episode 32. And I'm really excited to chat about how to upload your book on Amazon KDP, because this is one of the biggest questions I get from my ghostwriting clients. And make sure, if you're watching this on YouTube, that you like and subscribe and hit that button so that you can get more great content delivered right to your YouTube account. All right, let's jump. Before we jump in today, though, let's talk really quick about today's episode. And today we're going to talk about how to upload your book into Amazon KDP. Now, can you distribute on other platforms? Yes, but this is the one 80% of people buy off of. And almost all the clients I've worked with have published first through Amazon. One of the things you do want to know really quick before you jump into the episode is that you want to have your own ISBN bought on My Identifiers. Don't use the Amazon ISBN, because if you do, that limits you to only publishing on Amazon. So that's my little marketing tip before we jump into today, or publishing tip before we jump into today. This is kind of daunting. Well, I'm going to say kind of. It is daunting, because especially if you've never published a book before, you have no idea how to do this. I've done this a whole bunch of times. So I'm going to walk you through step by step. So for those of you on YouTube, you'll be able to see the screen. If you're listening to this on audio, I'm going to be very descriptive. I used to teach middle school for a living, so I know I can be really descriptive and teach you how to walk through it step by step. But if you do want to see visually, you can always go over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel, Publishing for Professionals. I want to read you a quick review from one of my clients. She said, "Lynn helped me tell my story. She is professional, transparent, and delivered my content with a very reasonable time frame. She was paralyzed. I was paralyzed for months thinking about writing the content, and she did it all in 10 days. I'm happy with Lynn and her services, and I highly recommended her." Thank you, Emily, for that wonderful review. I really appreciate it. And if you're looking to work with a ghostwriter or a book editor or help with a creative consult for your book, definitely go to writeforyou.me and book a discovery call. Okay, so how to upload your book onto Amazon KDP. This matters because KDP is the largest book distribution platform globally, but small upload errors can delay your launch for days or weeks. And that has happened to me personally. It actually just happened to me this last month, which was really frustrating. So I'm going to tell you what happened to me and how you can avoid it. The upload process isn't complicated, but it is detail-oriented and time-consuming. First, you want to jump onto Amazon KDP. But before, actually, let me back up. You jump on Amazon KDP and sign into your Amazon account. You will need a couple different things. One is you will need your complete manuscript that is in PDF format, and you want to make sure that it is a high quality PDF. Okay. You don't want the lower quality PDF. You want the higher quality PDF. You want to make sure it is formatted for a specific size book. Now, I'm not going to go through the formatting process. I'm actually going to just talk about what you need for Amazon KDP. But you want to make sure that it is professionally formatted and that your book checks off the KDP requirements for your manuscript. Now, one of the things you want to do before you upload it in a KDP is to go through every page of that manuscript to make sure that there are no changes that you want to have made. I had a recent client who said, "No, I just want to upload it. I don't want to check it." I said, "No, I want you to check it." And this is my rule moving forward, is that I'm not going to upload anything for clients until they have checked their manuscript fully and have approved it, because there were several mistakes in there that he did not see, and it was name spellings. So that was something that he needed to fix. And so we had to go back and fix those. Okay. So make sure that you have gone through your entire manuscript, and
when you do, KDP will actually have a little button that says, hey, you need to review this before you upload it. Okay. So you can review page by page on KDP. But I always recommend you take that manuscript from the formatter and go through it to make sure it looks good. So your manuscript has to be in the proper format. I always recommend PDF. You need a professional book cover. Okay. So your professional book cover. So if you're just doing an ebook, that's really easy. But if you're doing a print book, it's a little more involved. Again, I'm not going to go through the details of making a print book on this episode, but I can, if you're interested, put it in the comments on YouTube or hit me up on writeforyou.me and let me know if you're interested in book cover details. I can do a separate episode on that. Okay, you'll need your book description, which is going to be on Amazon. So how are you going to describe your book to people who are reading your book description on Amazon so that they will buy it? And you need your back cover description as well. That should be on your professionally formatted book cover, okay, for your paperback. So there are different formats. There's audiobook, there's hardcover, there's paperback, and then there's ebook. Most people start with an ebook and or a paperback. Those are the easiest ones to start with. You don't have to do a paperback. You can just do an ebook or just do a paperback. I always recommend if you're going to do one, make sure it's an ebook because ebooks sell more than paperbacks all the time. I don't read ebooks personally. I don't like reading books digitally. I love listening to audiobooks and I love paperback books. One of my good friends, Mike McConnell, wrote a book, and this is it if you're looking or watching on YouTube. It's called This Time, and it is a time travel romance. It's M.S. McConnell, and it's an amazing romance book. So if you love romance books, definitely get this. I literally sat yesterday for one whole day, I think 4 or 5 hours, and gone through this book. So this is a fabulous airplane ride book. It's a great story. It's got some good steamy love scenes in it, which we all need in a good romance book, but I can't remember my point. Anyway, his book is professionally formatted and it looks fabulous. So make sure that you have your book description and your cover copy. On the back, of course, he has his book description of his book, which talks a little bit about like the basic storyline of it. But definitely pick this up if you like romance. You need your book description, your back cover copy. You need an author bio and photo, because one of the things you want to do is to make an author page on Amazon. And I will make a separate video on how to make your Amazon author page. But again, you want that information and you need to know what keywords you're going to use. Now, one of the caveats with the keywords, which I just dealt with, is you need to make sure that none of your title are in your keyword search for Amazon. And one of the best ways to find your keywords is through Publisher Rocket. And that is a program that is provided, you can purchase, which I absolutely love. I use for publishing all my books. I use for assisting my clients with keywords for their books as well, because your paperback book keywords can be different than your ebook, okay? Because they're a little bit different, which is kind of crazy, but that's how Amazon works. I'm just the messenger here. Don't shoot me. Amazon KDP account setup process. Okay, so first of all, let me share the screen here. Just use your regular Amazon account you shop with. So this is your personal account. And then you just go to kdp.amazon.com and then it comes to your bookshelf. So this is my bookshelf. These are the two books I've most recently published this year. It's 9 Stumbling Blocks Preventing Creatives from Getting Grant Money. And that was a collaboration with 2 other authors. And then SEO Basics for Business Entrepreneurs. So when you go into your bookshelf, and I'll show you this one because I have not finished setting this one up, you will see that first you have your language. You have to choose your primary language for your book. Then there's your book title. And then if you have a subtitle, now you don't have to have a subtitle. You can see here it is optional, but you do need to have a title for your book. Make sure that your book title is not like people don't understand it. Because some people think like, oh, I'm going to make my book title this really fun, creative thing and no one's going to understand it. People are like, I wonder what that is and click on it. No one will click on it. So make sure that your book title clearly explains what it's doing. So SEO Basics for Business Entrepreneurs clearly explains that this is a book for people who are entrepreneurs and want to know the basics of SEO. If your book is a series, you'll have to add it to a series. My book is not. Your edition number, you have to put it in Roman numerals, which means you can't spell out 1, 2, or 3. It has to be number 1, number 2, or number 3. And then you have to put the author name in here. Now, one of the really important things with your author name is if you have already published a book and you want it to all, you want your books to be connected on your author website, you have to spell your name the same exact way. And if you use hyphens or if you use any type of symbols on your word, like accent marks, it has to be the same exact way. So if you spell one with a hyphen and one without, Amazon will recognize that as two different authors, okay? So make sure you spell it the same exact way. I had to go through that with one of my friends who I'm writing with, and I let them know that if you want everything going to the same author page, you have to make sure that it's spelled exactly the same with the symbols and everything. Now, you can have multiple author pages on Amazon. Like, a lot of people have different pen names. They write under different genres. So they have like one pen name for fantasy and one pen name for science fiction and then one pen name for nonfiction. That's okay. You can have multiple, but whatever you do, make sure you spell your name the same exact way. If there's any contributors, I have my editor who I added on here. There's a lot of different options. You can add a foreword. You can add someone who's contributed to as an illustrator, an introduction, a narrator. On one of my audiobooks, I added the narrator as a contributor. Summarizing your book. Okay. So this is where your book summary is going to come in. You want to make sure you have keywords in here. Again, don't overstuff keywords. Explain what your book is about so that anybody who is on Amazon is going to read this and understand what your book is about and if this is the right book for them. So you want to make sure that if you own the copyright, you click on here. If it is a public domain work, you have to click this option. You can always click on different things on like what is publishing rights, and Amazon will typically send you to a different explanation if you need to know more. If you have anything that's sexually explicit, you must say that in the book so that you can make sure that your reading age is 18 plus. I have not had any sexually explicit things in here. So I said no. And typically I just say 18 plus because all of my books are just meant for adult readers. Like, I'm not making that age is specifically for if you're like writing a children's book, right? So it might be a book for ages, children ages 4 to 6. So that is more specifically just to show, like, if you're doing a children's book and publishing that, if you've written and published a children's book, you want to put that ages range in there. But if you're writing anything for adults, it's just 18 plus typically. All right. My primary marketplace is Amazon.com because I live in the United States. If you live in the UK, obviously your primary platform is going to be Amazon UK. There's all these of France, there's Italy. So depending on what country you live in, you want to make sure that that is your primary marketplace, is the country that you live in. So categories, here is where you choose your categories. So when you're choosing your categories, what's really cool about this is you can make multiple categories in different things. So I've got one category for business technology, one for internet and social media, and then business and money management. So you can really diversify your book amongst different categories to see which category does my book do better in when it's published. Okay. So this one, I have computers and technology, business technology, search engine optimization, and web marketing. So you can get pretty creative with your categories on this. So does your book classify as low content or large print? Okay, so 16-point font is considered large print. Most books are not 16-point font. I typically print books in 14-point font because I wear glasses, so it's easier for me to read bigger font. But if I do 14-point font, I don't have to consider it a large print book size. Although if you are writing books for people who are vision impaired or people who are older, like my age 50 plus, you can do a big print book. I'm not going to get into how to do that, but that's what you want to do. So here is what I got stuck on with this book is I have to make sure that my keywords, I have to redo my keywords here because I use something in my title, in my keywords, but you want to pick keywords that people are going to be searching. And again, this is where Publisher Rocket comes in really handy because it helps you find keywords for your book. And then the publication date, all right? So if you want to have them the same, that's right here. This is because I messed up on my keywords. You can do a pre-sale. You can publish right now when you are clicking this button. So it just depends on if you want to do a pre-sale or not. I have to fix this. So I scheduled my book release and I had to reschedule that. I'm going to reschedule this for the 31st. Always want to make sure you hit save and continue. Now, if you don't hit save and continue and you try to go on to the next page, it will say, hey, do you want to save this page? So you'll see it says save successful. Then I go to my next page. And now one of the things I forgot to tell you in the beginning is you need to do a separate upload for your paperback and a separate upload for your ebook. Your ebook and your paperback are going to have different details in it. Okay. Your ebook only needs your ebook cover, which is a simple digital upload, and your ebook format. Your paperback is going to need a PDF, all right? So you need to have different formats for your ebook and for your paperback. So paperback content, always add your own ISBN. I never recommend my clients get a KDP because, again, my KDP is not going to let me sell my book. So if I'm a speaker, you absolutely want your own ISBN, because when you go to a speaking gig and you want to sell your book and you've ordered the books, you cannot sell your book if you have a KDP ISBN at a speaking gig. Like I would not be able to take my books to my speaking gig and sell them there. I couldn't take them to an event and sell them there because KDP says you can only sell on their platform, even if it's your book. So go on to myidentifiers.com and get your own ISBN. That way you can buy your book and sell it at events and speaking engagements. Make sure you put your publishing company. This is my publishing company. And you want to make sure you choose what paper you want. Now, there's different types of paper for your paperback. Obviously, if you're doing an ebook, you don't have to choose the paper. Also, more print options other than this that you can do with Amazon KDP. I'm not going to get into all the additional options. I'm not going to show you those. I'm just going to do the standard ones today. But you can do standard or premium color. Standard color is decent if you just want color pictures. But if you're doing something like you are in the interior decorating space or design space, I would definitely do premium color. So there's standard color, there's premium color. But this book, I have like one chart in, and if I don't have any really pictures in it. So I just did black and white with white paper. You can do cream paper, and cream paper is good for like fiction books or other things. So, and also depending on what you like for your personal style. What is your trim size? You have to select this ahead of time, and you have to know this before you do your book formatting. Okay. And then if it's a PDF with bleed, that means it has margins on the end. And then if you want a glossy or a matte paperback cover, and this is all just depending on your genre and what you would like to see. All right, my friends, we are going to take a quick break right here. But when we come back, we are going to show you more on how to finish uploading your book into Amazon KDP. Hey, friends and future authors, I know what it's like to sit alone at your desk and to stare at your manuscript and wondering if anybody else out there feels the same as you do. My friend, that is why I created the Publishing for Professionals community, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Imagine having a professional ecosystem where you can find other professionals who truly understand your struggles and celebrate your victories. A circle which offers genuine support and a place where fellow thought leaders gather. The road to authorship is better traveled together. Come and join an alliance who speaks your language, who recognizes that your book isn't simply just a page with words. It's the process of creating your forever legacy. Join the Publishing for Professionals circle at www.writeforyou.me and click on community. Use the sign-up form and register today to gain confidence alongside others who now share your journey towards authorship. Hey, friends and future authors, it's Lana Liquidy Smarges, and I'm back. Make sure to like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, or follow if you're on your audio player to get more great information about self-publishing your book as a professional. Okay, so let's continue on. We're on our paperback, and here's the part where you're going to upload your manuscript. So this is where you want your professional PDF manuscript uploaded. You're going to click upload manuscript. I'm not going to do this at this time, but you can. It'll walk you through the instructions. Make sure you know where your manuscript is on your computer before you start this. I always recommend to people to put the manuscript that they want on their screen page on their computer so they can easily find it, and make sure that your EPUB file for your digital ebook is also on your screen so you know exactly which one it is. And also, if you have multiples of your manuscript, make sure you date them. I always start with the date first. That way you know which one is your latest manuscript or EPUB that you need to upload into Amazon. Don't make the mistake of not dating your manuscripts or EPUBs, because then what's going to happen is you're going to click on the wrong one and upload it, and then that's going to really delay your publishing process. Then you're going to upload your cover. So this is a cover I created on Canva, and you're going to hit upload your cover file. Of course, it's going to take a few more minutes. If your cover file has your barcode on it or your ISBN on it, you can click this. I don't do that. What I do is I just click upload your cover. And then if you just keep going on, Amazon will put your ISBN on your cover for you automatically. And that goes back to this part up here. So this is my ISBN. I registered with Balker. Amazon double checks to make sure that's your ISBN, and it puts it right here on the back cover, as you can see with mine. And then it tells me when I can edit my title, if I want to edit it, and I do sometimes. If I have any AI generated content, I have to choose yes on here. And then I'm going to hit launch previewer. And when I do this, the cool thing is this is where you can see page by page what your book is going to look like. I always recommend make sure you go back and do this once you get the book formatted and before you're in here. So I can see this is cut off here. That's not a big deal for me. I hope it's not a big deal for Amazon. Anyway, I'm not super particular. I mean, I am particular about my books, but I just want to make sure that, you know, everything looks good. I have checked through this a few times, so I'm not worried about this part. So then once I'm done, I can say I approve on the bottom right here. And I can see when I scroll down here, once I hit approve, I can see what my printing cost is going to be. Now, if you want to play around with printing costs, one of the interesting things is you can click on learn more about printing costs, and Amazon has a printing cost calculator. So you can figure out based on how much profit you want to make on your book, what your printing cost is going to be. So I can see I'm going to make $3.99 on per book on Amazon. Okay, so that's my printing cost. So when I order my author copies, I know I'm going to be paying basically $4 a book. So if I purchase, if I'm going to a speaking engagement and I want to bring my book with me, I can order 100 books on Amazon, have it shipped to the hotel or the conference hall that I'm staying at, pick it up there and have it ready for me to use there. Now, I would only do that if I've already ordered copies from Amazon and I know they look good and I don't have to worry about it, right? So what I typically tell people is, order your proof copy, which I'm going to show you in a little bit, and then order 10 copies of your book to make sure they're good. And once you order those 10 copies and they're good, that way, if they're messed up, you haven't ordered a whole huge amount of them. Just to make sure they look good, you can hand them out to some people as your calling card, and then you can order more. So you can ship them wherever you want in the world. I typically ship them to the event space. Or obviously, if I'm handing them out to friends or people that I know personally, I ship them to my home office. And one of the cool things about this is that you can see how much it is to cost per book. Now, one of the things you want to know is that Amazon has a new rule, which is you're basically not making commission on anything below $8, whether it's an ebook or a paperback. So make sure when you price your book that you price it accordingly. Now, I have this priced at $17.95. As you can see here, the minimum amount is $7.98. Don't want to put anything below $8. So I would always recommend going $8.95 or higher. Your max I can publish my book at that Amazon says is $250. So one of the things with pricing is look at other books in your category to see what they're priced at. And you want to get a good middle range. Now, you don't want to underprice your book, because if Amazon feels like you're undercutting other people on purpose, they will up your price like a lot. I had a book, my first book I published, The Guide to Traveling Gluten-Free. I published it for $14.95 because it's a travel guide. And so Amazon saw all these other gluten-free cookbooks selling for $25 and they upped my price. And I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden I stopped selling my book. And it was because they upped my price by $10 and I reduced my price and explained to them that my book is not a cookbook. Cookbooks are priced higher because they're color, they're more expensive to, you know, to build. My book is a guidebook. It is not a $25 book. So I had to fix that. And so anyway, you price your book on here. So what Amazon does is it takes a royalty. So I know if I sell my book on Amazon, it's $4 to print it. And then Amazon takes $6.78. So my royalty from that book is $3.19. Now, if I buy my book direct from Amazon at $4 a piece and sell it, I make more profit on each individual book because I am not paying Amazon a royalty for selling my book because I'm selling it myself. So you can even purchase books and sell them on your website as long as you have your own independent ISBN. Now, it can take up to 72 hours for your books to be available on Amazon. So once you click publish your paperback book, it is going to take 72 hours to approve. So I'm going to request a proof, which is the book with the little gray line across it. I already have one proof. I'm just going to request another just to show you how this works. My save is successful. I'm going to make sure I'm going to request my proof from the marketplace that I'm selling it for. I'm going to confirm my proof request. And then Amazon is going to email me and say, hey, do you want to buy this proof request? And I'm going to say yes in my email. And then it's going to take me back to Amazon to in my checkout cart to buy that proof. The next thing is I can hit publish my paperback book, or I can hit save as draft. Because I'm on this third thing and I need to go back and edit my keyword details, I'm going to hit save as draft. And then it's going to bring me back to my publishing space here on my bookshelf, where I'm going to have to click on bookshelf for Amazon. There we go. So as you can see here, here's one. So I can order author copies. So here is where I'm going to go in. And if I want to order my book to take to an event, I'm going to click this order author copies right here. And I can say, hey, I want to order 10 author copies. I can select the marketplace. And all you have to do is just follow this setup and hit add to cart. And you're going to check out just as you would any other Amazon checkout. And it's going to send your books to whatever address you tell it to. You can add an extra address in there to the event space you're going to. And you can order up to 999 copies at one time. Now, because, and I'm going to go back to my bookshelf, because Amazon is print on demand, it's really easy to just order a few copies at a time. So I tell people, don't order 1,000 copies at once. Order maybe 100 or 50 and bring them to an event. Because what you can do is if you do sell out of that physical copy of the book, you can bring a post, make a poster on Canva and just say with a QR code and say, hey, scan this QR code, and it goes right to the Amazon page to buy your copy. Now, obviously, it's not going to be author signed, but people can still buy your copy right there at the event if you sell out of your book. So in order to avoid like having to take home 100 books, you know, buy a smaller amount of books and bring them to the event. You can judge how many books you're going to sell after you do a couple events. So I hope this has been helpful on helping you with the Amazon KDP. These are all the things I have learned from doing Amazon KDP multiple times. And I hope this has really helped you with the process of uploading your Amazon KDP. You want to be prepared and you want to make sure you have all of your things ready to go for when you upload your book into Amazon KDP, including your book cover for paperback and ebook, if you have that, or your audiobook. And I purposely did not go through the audiobook process today because that's a whole separate process. The other thing you want to know too is if you do a Amazon audiobook read, that will default to an Amazon ISBN. I did it as a practice with my first book that I published, The Guide to Traveling Gluten-Free, and it gave me an Amazon ISBN. Now, for that one, I don't care about, because that's not that I don't care about the book. I do care about my book publishing, but for that one, because it's not representing my professional one, that's my hobby and my hobby podcast, Travel Gluten-Free, I wasn't super worried about really promoting that on a platform and selling that audiobook separately. So for that one, I did test experiment and found out that they give you an Amazon ISBN for that. So make sure you're not rushing the upload process. You have your whole checklist in your hand and you know you've got all your things ready to go and that you've checked and proofread everything. You are using your preview tools thoroughly before you're hitting publish. And once you hit publish, again, it takes 72 hours for them to approve your book. They may or may not approve your book based on a variety of things. Amazon has been really picky lately, and I don't know why. They will send you an email and it will say, we've approved your book or we've not approved your book. You can reply back to that email and talk to them about what you need done with your book to move forward, and then you can fix whatever it is. But make sure you give yourself at least 2 or 3 months before you actually want to publish your book to get all this stuff ready. Because if you have a problem, like one of my clients is having a problem right now, he's published on Amazon, but he wants to get a copy of a book from an outside publisher with some formatting options that Amazon did not provide. And he's having problems getting the correct formatted copy to himself. So you want to make sure that you don't book any engagements until you have your printed copies, like your 10 copies, not just your proof, but your 10 copies in your hand, and you know they look good, and you've ordered your first set. I always recommend order your first set, send it to your house or your home office or wherever your workspace is to have those in your hand to know that you have physical copies, and then start booking out places, because you don't want to do what my client did. And I told him, don't book out places until you have physical copies in your hand. He's like, no, I'm excited. I want to book out places. He booked out a bunch of events and had to cancel them all because this other publisher who tried to send him books that was not Amazon messed up his order, not once, but twice. So now he is 3 months behind because he had to not only publish that, but like then take it back and then republish it and republish it again. Take my advice, my friends and future authors, and make sure you have your 10 copies in your hand that are your author copies you've ordered on Amazon, and they look good to you before you start booking anything out. So I hope this has been really valuable for you. This is one of the biggest questions my clients have. And whether you're just starting your book or you're deep in the writing process, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to my virtual book writing retreat. It's a complimentary book retreat that not only can you get book writing done on this retreat, but you can meet other professionals. We're going to have a networking session. We're going to have a lunch session. We're going to have a Q&A session where you can ask me any questions you have about book publishing within that 45-minute Q&A session. So it'll be a really valuable experience. Please, please, please come on and join us. I'm excited to have you. It's really limited, the seating, so make sure you get in to the virtual writing retreat by either clicking the link in the show notes below or going to writeforyou.me and clicking the event page. All right, my friends, this has been so much fun. I hope you are having a wonderful day. And remember, until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity Smart, just reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. See you next week for another edition of Publishing for Professionals. Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I hope this episode has equipped you with actionable strategies for your publishing journey. Remember, your expertise becomes truly valuable when it's transformed into a professionally published book that represents your unique brand. The insights we've covered today will hopefully give you another piece of your publishing blueprint. If you found today's discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the next episode dropped right into your podcast player. Each week, we tackle another essential aspect designed specifically for busy professionals like you. Remember to start the dream of writing your book today, because your strategies could be the missing piece in someone else's success puzzle tomorrow.
The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and any affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or action taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests for any liability.